Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about a Mule Deer Foundation that's going to get started, I have Levi Egerton. He is the banquet chair, and Scott Harris representing Sitka Conservation Society. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I really underplayed Levi's title. Maybe, Scott, you can tell us really who he is.
Well, I look at Levi as the vanguard of the Mule Deer Foundation in Alaska. He's leading the effort to start a new chapter here in Sitka.
That's a big job there, Levi.
It's been a big undertaking.
And maybe you could just tell us a little bit about the Mule Deer Foundation.
The Mule Deer Foundation started 25 years ago in Utah. And this is the very first chapter here in Alaska, and we're hoping to have five started within the year. So it's a big year for the Mule Deer Foundation. Basically, the Mule Deer Foundation is dedicated to restoring blacktail and mule deer habitat and funding research for both those animals. So that's what we're doing here.
And technically, a mule deer is a Sitka deer?
Yeah, technically the Sitka blacktail falls underneath the mule deer category, but it also the Mule Deer and Blacktail Foundation is the full title of the foundation.
And how are you a passionate deer hunter, or how did you become aware of this?
Yeah, I am a deer hunter. I'm not super passionate about it, but I took the regional director of the Mule Deer Foundation's wife out fishing this summer and sort of just made a connection, and one thing led to another, and here I am.
Is it who you know?
Yeah.
And she must have been very persuasive.
Extremely persuasive. And then her husband's even more persuasive. Dan has pushed me to really head up this project, and I'm glad he did. It's been a lot of fun learning from Scott and everybody else that I've talked to about mule deer research.
So were you the persuasive one to talk to Scott? Scott, how did you find out?
Well, Levi contacted us, and he'd heard about all the different stuff we're doing out in Stargavin, and particularly with students and with deer habitat. It's probably splashed all over our website about deer and wildlife and restoring watersheds and things like that. And the Mule Deer Foundation, they want to do more than just, talk about habitat and celebrate it and celebrate hunting in the species. They actually want to contribute to healthy deer populations and a healthy, sustainable communities that subsist on deer and hunt deer. So they want to help us out, and, the proceeds of this banquet that they're planning will help the projects we're doing out in Stargavin with the students.
And we'll get back to what the students are doing. So I did introduce you, Levi, as the banquet chair. There's a banquet this weekend?
Yes, it's Saturday. Doors will open at 5. It's going to be at the Centennial Hall. And for ticket information, I guess you can just contact me or SCS. And my phone number is 738-5068.
And SCS is 747-7509. You can call either number and provide your name and information and sign up, and Levi can help with other details.
So the banquet is a dinner.
Mm-hmm. It's a prime rib dinner put on by the Nugget.
Okay, and we'll talk about membership and sort of what the Mule Deer Foundation does. And how much are tickets?
$60 a piece or $85 for a kissing couple.
Ooh, please define kissing couple.
Well, we had a few issues with guys coming in with their buddies saying that they were a couple wanting the $85 rate. And so we labeled them as kissing couples, and they needed to be able to prove it.
Oh, so don't be cheap.
Right, don't be cheap.
That's a very clever distinguishing. But, anyone kissing can get a discount.
Yeah, that's you just have to be prepared to do it.
Okay, got to prove it. So and this is a terrible segue. Now back to students.
Well, the banquet's a little bit more. I mean, the best part is there will be a number of raffles and auctions and I think some games and things like that. In fact, I Googled one of the firearms they're going to be auctioning off, and it's a pink 38 special. So there are a couple of interesting things there to entice people to come.
Oh, so this is very dynamic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So food, entertainment, seeing who doesn't want to pay full price for their ticket at the door.
Pink guns.
There'll be a live auction and a silent auction. Yeah, it'll be fun.
There'll be a lot happening. A little more about the Mule Deer Foundation, how it would directly benefit Sitka. You're saying it would help with some of the student projects that are happening. What are the students monitoring deer?
Yeah, and maybe I should just go back a little bit. So Stargavin was clear-cut logged in the early 70s, and it had some impacts, negative impacts to winter deer habitat. And this happened many places throughout the Tongass as well, but we focus on Stargavin, especially with the students, because it's close. It fits within a class period to go out there, for example. And since that time, the Forest Service primarily has done a number of restoration techniques to restore habitat out there. And so as part of that, they need to monitor the effectiveness of those restoration practices. And we've taken that on with the students, and we have a number of projects out there. Of course, most of this is funded through soft money, through grants and things like that. So things like equipment and, you know, people's time, you know, we have to constantly fundraise for that. But, you know, I went out there with Levi, and some of the things we talked about doing is, for example, we have a couple exclosures out there. That's basically a fence that keeps the deer out of a small area. And that way we'll be able to see how the vegetation grows in these restored areas without the impact of the deer. But we really need to make it a good study. We really need to add several more of these exclosures or fences, but we don't necessarily have the money for it right now. So things like that is what the Mule Deer Foundation is interested in helping out with.
And what is a good timeline for deer study? You know, is it, you know, a couple seasons? Is it really like a 10-year period? I mean, how much soft money do you need to have a thorough study?
So these young growth forests, it's really within the scale of the forest, which unfortunately can be decades, possibly even centuries. However, with young growth forests, they grow pretty quick. And the techniques that the Forest Service has practiced, you can learn about the response of the deer forage, the food that the deer eat, probably within a span of 10 to 20 years. So if we're out there for 10 years, let's say, counting plants, we can probably come up with a pretty good idea how effective these studies are. So it's 10 years in my mind is long term, but we'd like to keep it going as long as we could.
Mm-hmm. And since the Mule Deer Foundation is new to Alaska, so it's going to be here in Sitka. So now we know how it benefits Sitka. But what are some other places that they'll be having banquets and fundraising?
Well, we're hoping to have 5 banquets in the state within the year. So starting with Sitka, and then we're going to have one down in Prince of Wales or Ketchikan. We haven't decided which town exactly yet. Juneau's going to have one. Anchorage and Fairbanks are each going to have one. And the way the Mule Deer Foundation works, for each banquet, 30% off the top goes directly to the local chapter for allocation within the community. So that's where the funding for Scott's projects will come from. And then another 30% goes into the state fund. So all the banquets pool 30% of their banquet funds into a giant pool, and then that money is doled out to projects within the state. So usually bigger projects coupled with larger, you know, government agencies like the Forest Service and whatnot. And then the rest of it goes into a national pool where they dole out large chunks of money to big projects throughout the country.
Well, that's very exciting because, you know, I don't know how far the deer population spans in the state. I mean, I imagine there's deer in Fairbanks.
Not really. No.
I don't know where the deer areas are in the state.
A lot of it is coastal. Mm-hmm. Up in Fairbanks, the way that they'll spend their money from their banquet will typically be with hunters education courses in Fairbanks or, shooting sports for kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things like that. They don't necessarily have to spend the money on deer restoration because, you know, there's people in New Jersey that have these banquets, and they don't have a deer there. So,
yeah, being from New Jersey, it's a whole other story about where you see deer. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the reason I have deer in my head in Fairbanks, I'm sure I saw them at Alaska Land in the parking lot.
Oh, there you go.
I'm sure they were imported. So who is the audience that you would like to participate in your banquet coming up? Is it hunters? Is it conservationists?
Well,
kids.
It's certainly anybody who wants to apply. I mean, 99% of our membership is hunters, but that doesn't mean that we don't want the conservationists to come in, and just anybody who's interested in learning about the Mule Deer Foundation. We just want anybody who wants to come to a banquet to come.
Great. Right. And the banquet is this Saturday, 5 p.m. The doors open. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $60 per person or $80 for a kissing couple.
$85 for a kissing couple.
And if you want more information, you can call Levi at
738-5068.
Or Scott at Sitka Conservation Society.
747-7509.
Well, I'd like to thank both of you for joining me, telling us more about the Mule Deer Foundation. And hopefully when things get underway, you can come back and give us a report.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining
me. Thanks.